This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, they're laughing at me already. I guess that's part of the cross I have to bear. I don't know where that slogan or that phrase came from. Being the leader of the gang here, Doug and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the Good Day program. I'm trying to come up with a song that expresses my happiness at being here after I wasn't here yesterday, even though whatever it was that I was exposed to over the last 4 or 5 days of travel and not getting any sleep. I had 103 temperature last night when I went to bed. And it just is like cooking everything in my body. And I went to bed fairly early last night. I did feel like I had to go mow some hay and do other things. Yeah, I did. I spent like about 3 hours on the tractor yesterday, late in the afternoon and into the evening. And then I was I could just about move. I thought, okay, this is silly. Stop. So I loaded myself up with all kinds of homeopathic stuff and went to sleep. And a few hours ago, woke up and thought, you know what? I'm going to go back to sleep again. Wait a minute. I have a serious, important responsibility here to talk to people about what's going on. So let's get at it. The new study about people who help others. This is a very important, this is going on, this is so close to me at this moment in time. You have no idea, Victoria, how this plays into where I am. This is a study published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, which finds people who help others, fix things or benefit others. What's it called? Pro-social? Make pro-social actions.
It's one of those weird terms like proactive, which I don't really enjoy. You're either active or you're not, but everyone loves to say proactive. So you're either social or you're not.
Yeah.
But this is pro-social.
Right. Have you thought this through for yourself? Your personality traits? What about you? The fact that you are agreeable sometimes. There are people who have a point of view, and the reason that all of us are here on this program is because, above everything else, we have a brain and we have a point of view. So I like to present the facts of a story and then have a conversation about it and then have people express their opinions, whether it be Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, Richie, whoever it is, all of you who are listening, you hear us talking, you share some of your thoughts in the continuing conversation with the Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook /Good Day. But there, and then you can share with us too at 888-302-3684. But more than anything else, what we do is cause we sort of unite here in action, not necessarily in thought, because I don't want everybody to agree. We don't, in our lives, agree. I don't agree with Victoria on some of the things that she thinks. Victoria doesn't agree with Kara on some of the things. We ought not to. Having a brain means that you can think for yourself and work things through. But the big five things in a personality, consciousness, extraversion. What's that? I don't know what that is.
If you're an extrovert versus an introvert.
Extrovert. Okay, I didn't come across that way. Yeah, you're an introvert or an extrovert. Openness to experience, that sort of thing. Are you an agreeable person? What makes up, maybe rather than labels, what do you think? Take a word. It doesn't have to be one of these words. But think about your personality, the biggest, the strongest, the most relevant part of your personality. In one word, Victoria, is? really? Should be right there.
What would it be yourself. To you?
from, well, but that's not the point. I see you through my own filters. So the way I see you is not necessarily the way you see you. I mean, that's pretty, I think that's the, that's why I brought this up, because I'm looking at myself in connection with another person, and how do I see that person? How does she see me? You and Lewis. I'm betting that Lewis doesn't, even though he knows you well, doesn't see you the same way you see you. And the same would be true for Kara or any of us. We all see ourselves in a different way than other people see us. That's just the way it is.
But I've gotten to the point where, having done radio for a while and people, you know, hear you and they have a perception of you, and I find that most of the time the perception people have of me is very different from the person that I really am.
That's the way radio is. There's a great study out this week of Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh and the way they are really as human beings versus the way people perceive of them. And we could do that with other people who are on the air, including me and you or any of the other people that we've all known on the radio for a long, long time. But this is more about
you. So I've gotten to the point where I just sort of let people have their own interpretation, and it doesn't bother me anymore.
For some reason or other, you don't want to look at yourself. That's between the lines.
True.
Well,
that's not true.
But you're not coming up with a way for you to describe who you think you are.
I can't describe myself in one word.
Oh, yes, you can. We all can.
What's your word then? Then I'll work
my
on
word
that.
For
what's
you?
Your word?
My
no, what's
word.
Your word for you?
Good.
Okay. Well, then I can.
I'm a good person.
All right, I was going a little deeper than that.
Well, but you can. You can go as deep as you want to. Good person doesn't mean that that's not deep. I am a good person to my very core, to my soul. I know in my, heart of heart and soul of souls that I am a good person.
Right.
Solid person. I know that about me.
Then I would say I'm empathetic.
Yes, you are. I would say that was a wonderful word for you. That's a terrific word for you. I know you well enough to know that you are. Yeah.
Well, thanks for stealing the word I was going to use. Jeez.
Kara, step off my word.
No, I'm reading the study and it's actually interesting. I was going to say empathetic for myself, and that's something, and it's good and bad for me sometimes because I am also an introvert. That's how I generally feel about myself. I take a little bit more of a push to get out and do things or see people, even if they're my friends, because I generally find that being in social settings can be highly stressful for me. Mm-hmm. But it's weird reading this study because they relate extroversion with empathy. And I think that creates a little bit of a dissonance for me because I'm empathetic and I want to help people, but I'm introverted. So it makes me less likely to go out and necessarily do it on my own.
No, it makes you less likely to want to take credit for it. It doesn't make you less likely to want to go do it. It makes you less likely to stand up and say, look at me, I'm Kara, and that isn't yours, because that's not your motivation.
I guess that's
some people will get up there and say there. Most people who are insecure that are in politics, for example, will tell you that they'll tell you it's all about serving. It isn't all about serving. It's all about finding themselves. You can say that about a lot of people who are in television or radio. You can say that about a lot of people who are in business. They may find one good thing. They can do one thing well, but then the rest of the pieces don't always fit together. And that's not unusual. And so, but the thing here, the good news in this is that you find one thing about you that's good or that you like, never mind it's good, that you like, and then use that to expand upon the other things that are benefits of who you are. But take that one thing and then work off of it, because we all have one. Even that no good so-and-so who ran into the 84 people and killed them in France the other day, or where he was in France, Bastille Day. There's something good about him. It's hard to find at the moment looking into his life, but there was something good in his personality. Even Osama bin Laden had something good in his personality. And so those of you who take a lot of time to vilify others, and this happens a lot in politics, especially what we're going through now, the people have the hatred that they do toward Hillary Clinton, or people have the hatred they do toward Donald Trump, or whatever other thing maybe instead of getting so energized over what you don't like, look and see if there's something that you do like. Because I guarantee you that the angrier you get about people, you say you don't like them because fill in the blank, there's something in there that reflects on you and who you are, and you can't get angry or you don't feel to be angry at yourself for being that way, but it's easier to be angry at somebody else. That's
well,
what
I've always,
goes on psychologically.
Yeah, right, and I've always found, and I have been a fan of, and a casual, I say casual student of Kabbalah for a while now, and that's one of the things that I've learned, is anytime you encounter someone who really irks you, like someone who really gets under your skin,
it's you.
They're a mirror. They're just a mirror of something that you need to work on yourself. And I have, once you grasp that, that's a game changer. That really is.
It is.
I've worked with people, you know, co-hosts and colleagues where there's something just about them every day just really got under my skin. And then I realized, oh, you know what? I need to work
on
that.
Company like, excluded, I hope.
No, this is a long time ago. And luckily, I feel like I learned that lesson a while ago.
Well, but that's what we're here for.
But
all of these traits that we're talking about and all of the focus on this is all helping us to understand who we are. And that's why we're here. That's why we're in this life. That's why I believe in the repetition of life until you learn whatever it is.
I completely agree with that.
You are trying to learn, and sometimes.
And when you and I've said this, Lewis and I, my boyfriend and I, we've talked about this a lot, and he's had sort of the same type of person pop up in his life a lot.
There you go.
And I keep pointing out to him, this type of person is always going to be in your life until you figure out how to deal with that type of person. And a lot of it stems from, you know, childhood and things like that. But there's in his case it does. But but you know, there's that type of thing happens over and over, and there are patterns, and the universe is very regulated in a sense, and the universe strives for balance, and there's always going to be that type of balance, that checks and balance in the universe that's going to keep coming back at you until you really learn how to embrace it and deal with it.
Yep, well said. Thank you. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are V's, RVs, ATVs, SUVs. V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
We use mobile devices. voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Drifting Together, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Some of the late night show action is improving, and I had a tradition at this point in this hour over the years of the program to bring you some of the monologuists and their monologuing in the monologue. So that sort of went away as Victoria came in, and I said, I don't really like most of the stuff. It's not funny. I don't find Fallon funny. I don't find Kimmel funny. They're so self-absorbed. But I really do like this kid, James Corden. And so the folks who are helping me put this program together have heard me, have heard my cries for more.
Well, we all love him. It's very easy. Yeah, we love him.
It's easy to do this, right. All right, so here's James Corden joking about the world getting most of its news from Snapchat and Kardashian, and talks about her, Kim Kardashian, releasing the recording with Taylor Swift and Kanye, and then asks the question if there's anything that Kim Kardashian ever recorded where someone doesn't.
Most of the world is getting their news right now through Kim Kardashian's Snapchat. You guys have? You know what's going on? My God, like... So Kanye West released a song where he says that he and Taylor Swift could still have sex, and he said that she approved it, but Taylor said she never approved it. Kim Kardashian leaked a video of Taylor Swift approving it.
I mean, thanks for being, like, so cool about it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Like, that is so nice.
Wow. I mean, that is damning for Tay-Tay. I mean... Here's a question. Does Kim Kardashian ever record anything where someone doesn't get screwed?
All right. Now, Corden also goes on here to name the top 10 reasons so many people are focused on Melania Trump and whether she took the speech. I just can't believe that people... when I look at this and think about it, I am so amazed at how... stupid this appears to be. And are there really people who think, is this possible? It's just, it's so far beyond the realm of what I think is possible in the world.
that I guess it's possible.
It's gone so far in one direction, it's come around full circle.
All right, so here's Corden's top 10 reasons Melania plagiarized her speech.
The top 10 excuses Melania gave for plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech at the Republican convention. Number 10, I thought that was the speech every first lady gives. In at number 9, I'm from a communist country where we share everything, including speeches. Number 8, I know pay to write, I pay to be wife of clown billionaire. Number 7, I played Pokemon Go until 5 minutes before the speech. I killed Koala Bear. Is that not one? Pokemon Go. Number 6, I did not have plagiaristic relations with that woman, Mrs. Obama. Number 5, the drugs I take to get through sex hadn't worn off. Number 4, Chris Christie ate my first draft. Number 3, I'm just like you, I didn't think Donald would make it this far. And at number 2, who cares about plagiarizing? James Corden's doing it right now. And the number 1 excuse that Melania gave for plagiarizing is 3 words. I speak no English.
Right. So he acknowledges he's ripping off the David Letterman top 10 thing there. Seth Meyers joking that the review app Yelp added a new Pokemon feature.
The review app Yelp has added a new Pokestop nearby filter to help people choose restaurants where they can expect to find Pokemon. Said fans of the new feature, table for one, please.
And here he is joking about Bill Cosby.
It's being reported that Bill Cosby is now completely blind, so now neither of you will see what he puts in your drink.
All right. That brings us around to 28 past the hour.
There's a difference between what people say and how they say it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can either place more emphasis on what people say or how they say it. And although it's probably wise to consider both, it's slightly more important to focus on how people say what they say. Let's face it, none of us are perfect communicators. We all get tripped up trying to express ourselves at times, and many times what comes out is not always clearly said. But the emotion behind what we say speaks clearly. When others ask us how we're doing, for instance, we might be able to muster up the words, I'm fine. But how we say those words really gives a more accurate indicator of how we're actually doing. Be mindful of how people speak because their emotions are speaking volumes. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cute and attractive. That's how many people describe me. Thank you very much for that. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. All of us are cute and attractive. Not the case with Roger Ailes, however. He's neither cute nor attractive. And apparently he's going to have not early retirement because I think he's 76. But what I find most interesting about the tenure that he's had at Fox News, how successful they have been, how well he has run the company. Now the truth, at least in terms of his personality with some of his subordinates, comes out. Even Megyn Kelly in the investigation. There is an ongoing, I guess it hasn't been finished yet. I find it interesting that Susan Estrich, who is a college prof, very liberal, is one of the lawyers for Mr. Ailes. She says that they are getting close to the departure. And the development, obviously, of his departure started earlier this month when Gretchen Carlson, who'd been at Fox for a long time, and a lawyer obviously working with her, it wasn't Gloria Allred for a change, suit filed against Mr. Ailes by Gretchen Carlson for sexual harassment. At first, a lot of the people at Fox News, a lot of the men who are on Fox News, say, oh, no, that can't be. This is just sour grapes on her part. And then, oops, the folks were smart enough. The Murdochs told the folks at 21st Century Fox, which is the parent company of the News Corporation, you better do an investigation. And they found this person, that person, another person. Megyn Kelly told the investigators that Mr. Ailes sexually harassed her as well. The people that were hired to investigate the entire crew at Fox, going through all the former and current female employees, and a lot of them shared their stories. This information, she said in an interview with Charlie Rose, that she and Ailes, that Ailes was her mentor. I depend on him for friendship and sane, honest advice. He gives you advice on personal life, who you are, and who you're translating, or what you're translating on television. He has this X-ray vision into your soul.
And into your pants, too, yeah. Apparently.
Or at least he wishes.
Yeah, my God.
It's interesting to me that Megyn Kelly, it's now coming out. I'm not really surprised. In 2015, Megyn Kelly was not the Megyn Kelly that she is in 2016.
No.
So I don't know if she's coming out now because she solidified her role as the rising star of Fox News.
I think she's a big faker. And
or it's easy to pile on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure someone's going to say that, oh, people are just, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. But to me, if you're the kind of person, the kind of employer who sexually harasses one woman, then and you're fine with just casually saying these things, you're going to sexually harass all of the women.
Whomever.
There.
Right.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Here's a reporter that works for a New Yorker magazine.
Roger Ailes' time as Fox News CEO is coming to an end. New York Magazine broke the news Monday, citing two unnamed sources who report 21st Century Fox founder Rupert Murdoch and his sons, who both work for Fox News' parent company, made the decision to part ways with Ailes. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson filed a lawsuit against 76-year-old Ailes at the beginning of July, citing sexual harassment. Carlson, who worked for the news company for 11 years, claimed in a suit that Ailes sabotaged her career because she refused his sexual advances. Afterwards, Carlson's lawyer was reportedly contacted by dozens of other women who claimed they, too, were sexually harassed by Ailes. Some accounts going
back. We all kind of know the story at this point in time. What I'm wondering as I think this through, thinking about how humbling it is for him to suddenly just fall off of the wagon. This is a guy who started Fox News from scratch. He built it into the number one rated cable news network because he understood, as a Republican operative, how to motivate people to vote or to think or how to do. He's had the number one media platform for right-of-center politics. Do you think he created, I'm wondering about the right word, whether it's Greta Van Susteren or Bill O'Reilly or Hannity. I took Hannity under his wing and sort of crafted him to be who he is on television, and who he is on the radio, as a matter of fact. You think about it, and in a sense, I don't feel sorry for him at all. I think I might in other circumstances, but the more you read between the lines, both the James and Lachlan, who are Murdoch's sons that have gone into this thing, have said apparently privately to some of their friends, I don't know how good of friends they are because their friends went and blabbed it to a few other people, and you see these things floating around on social media, that the sons never liked him anyway. And I don't know whether that has to do. It's a very interesting family because they are wildly different in terms of politics. The sons from the father, and whether that plays into it, I suppose to a point, politics plays into a lot of this stuff. They're all, as you said, with Kelly here. Her lawyer had to make a statement. Yeah, come on. I'm getting onto the bandwagon. Why not? Let's ride this puppy as long as we can ride it. And it's, do I feel sorry for him? No. I think a lot of people there ought to be grateful that they ever ran into him, frankly, because they wouldn't have any career at all. I think most of the people that we've talked about here, with the exception of O'Reilly, would not have the television presence that they do. O'Reilly could have made it in any circumstance.
But including Gretchen Carlson? I don't think that without think Roger Ailes? I mean,
yeah, she would have had a harder time. You know, the other side of it, she was Miss America, wasn't she? About 25 years ago, I think that's how she got started in terms of...
I don't really know anything about her, but I mean, I know who she is. But
she's good, and I hope she finds another job. I hope this doesn't derail her career, all the focus on this. Will people stay away from her because they think that she's trouble because of all of this? Or
I think
look
she's
at her?
Vindicated now because
yeah,
so many people
came forward.
Yeah, right. and Megyn Kelly finally saying something. There were a lot of women who were really kind of looking to see what Megyn Kelly was going to do and say in this situation. So I think the fact that Megyn Kelly has finally said
isn't
something.
Isn't that amazing? Here's a woman who doesn't really have that much talent. She comes, or maybe you could say the same thing about Gretchen. I happen to think Gretchen is pretty good because she's understated and she isn't always calling attention to herself, which is the exact opposite of Megyn Kelly. She's always calling attention to herself. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Right.
And, you know, Kelly should be thankful for two things, Roger Ailes and Donald Trump. That's who she should be. She'd be thankful for both of them. She doesn't have the talent that a lot of these, I mean, people say, well, she'll be like Diane Sawyer when she gets out. Can't please. She's nowhere near. She ain't got the talent in her thumb. I mean, Sawyer's got the talent in her thumb. But you see, they all get, it gets confusing because in this case, Kelly has some good PR people. She's got a good lawyer working with her. So, you know, she started to make noise around Trump, and then she goes to Ailes and says, hey, I should get paid as much as O'Reilly does. O'Reilly's the big guy there, makes $17 million a year. I need to make as much as he does because I'm as important as he is. Now, I don't know how you evaluate it. When you think about Fox, who are the two first names you come up with? When you first think of Fox News, do you think of Megyn and Bill O'Reilly first?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Who you don't think of Hannity, or maybe he's in the second tier with Greta and the guys that are on in the morning there with that Fox and Friends thing. Right? But, yeah. I mean, other than that, who do you think of? You don't think of him, so maybe she doesn't.
No, those are the two. I mean, as I don't watch Fox News, but those are the two names that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yes.
The fans of Bernie Sanders have scheduled something very important to take place at the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic National Convention. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Get your filters out. In a manner of speaking, let's talk about your blood pressure. Would you like to know the number one most natural way to lower your blood pressure? Those of you who exercise, that's great. Taking magnesium is great. Losing weight, great. Reduce the stress in your life? Yep. Get enough sleep? How about Super Beats? Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Super Beats. Pardon me. I can't sometimes because I'm running myself out of breath because I'm sweating here. I'm sitting in my studio sweating like the proverbial, that horrible expression, sweating like a pig because I have a pretty high temperature. It's gone
when you
back
said horrible, I thought you were going to go with sweating like a whore in church.
No.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Was, oh, you know, that horrible expression. Okay. I didn't know sweating like a pig was a bad thing.
You've never heard that expression, sweating like a pig?
Well, yes, but that doesn't seem bad to me. But when you said, oh, that horrible
you're not
expression.
Me. I'm sitting here sweating. It's pouring off of my brow and every orifice. And I'm going to go downstairs in the next break and have a glass of Super Beats because I think this, even though I don't have high blood pressure, and that's not what I'm all about. I've got some bug that I got in the last 3 or 4 days, and I need all of the support that I can get in order to quickly recover. I'm very fortunate. Whenever I do get into a situation like this, I'm able to get out of them very quickly because my body is in good shape. And one of the reasons that it is because I follow routines like this Super Beat routine, which when the nitric oxide from the beets gets into my system and into your system, opens up your artery so the blood gets through. In my case, I need the blood to get through to every part of my body so I can be quickly healed. Take out all the bad stuff and put in the good stuff. You need constant blood flow in order to be healed. And that's what you get when you take a glass of Super Beets. Take a teaspoon, put a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it down. In a few minutes, you'll feel like a new person, a stronger person. The blood gets through to your brain, to your all of the organs in your body, your skin, which is your largest organ. All your muscles benefit from having blood, especially if you're exercising. Feel good. It tastes good. Well, I got to tell you, the regular Super Beets doesn't taste that good to me. But the
I love the black cherry.
Yeah, black cherry is fine. Yep. All right. So do yourself a favor. Keep yourself healthy all the way around. Put this in part of your daily routine. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Get a copy of the book Beat the Odds, which explains how this whole thing works and why it benefits your body as much as it does. 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order. DougLikesBeets.com is the website to go to order, or dial them up at 800-655-4183.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name? Exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's talk politics for a moment or two. This is important stuff. The health commissioner in Philadelphia, Dr. Walter Sue, says he and others, including some delegates to the convention who support Bernie Sanders, plan to eat beans and pass gas at the convention next week. Dr. Sue says there are a lot of things that stink about this whole process. It'll be called the Democratic Fart-In, coordinated assault on the olfactory systems, which is scheduled. They're going to start eating beans on Monday and eat all week long. So if you're inside the Wells Fargo Center next week,
good luck.
Maybe even. this speaks, excuse me, well, to the childish nature of politics. He says, most everybody's got a different system, but within 6 hours, you'll probably feel something and smell something. So he likes baked beans, actually. That'll be part of his diet next week.
Lovely.
I can check with the doctors on this. 10 before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, it's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Recurring Keelan, Focus on Technology. Yeah, it's Tech Talk time. There's a new app that'll help you find new books. We'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, the question about Yahoo and its future coming right up here.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 55 after the hour here. Let's get this new app, Victoria, that helps you find books. Is this in the library, or is this online, or what's the application? Well, what's the chief application of this app?
The app is called Rico. It's R-E-C-O, like recommend. So it's short for that. And it basically helps you find good book recommendations, which is something that I often struggle with. And until someone who's very close to me says, oh, no, you really need to read this book, you would love it, I find it very hard to enjoy books that I read recommendations in magazines or whatever. And so everyone has their own way of finding books that they really enjoy. So now this new app helps you connect to Facebook, and the books that your friends on Facebook have recommended or list in the, when you have, you know, on Facebook on your profile page where it has this section about, and you list movies that you like and books that you like. So it aggregates all of that info, and it allows you to set up a page where you can go through all of your friends' book recommendations, you can like them, and you can actually buy them right through the app. The app is free. It's an iOS app right now, so it's iPhone only, but they're rolling out into Android in the next month. And it's great because the Rico's founder says there's nothing better than having someone who you trust, either a very good friend or someone who's an expert in an area that you're interested in. And if that person says to you, read this book, it's irresistible, that's the kind of recommendation that really hits home with people. So this app basically puts all of your closest friends and experts together in one and helps you come up with the best app. And you can buy, there are links to purchase the books right through the app, and you can buy through, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever. So it makes it very easy to start your own online library.
Free. All right, let's talk about Yahoo for a minute. The CEO, Ms. Mayer, maybe ending her tenure. Here's a little backgrounder on that.
People do say that there are bits in there that have value, that do well. I mean, if you think of Yahoo Sports, is there no way forward, or is this just something that has to live under the roof of another company? If so, who would buy those parts?
Well, first of all, you brought up, I think, the best point, which is they have great franchises in sports and in finance, and they need to develop those into mobile applications that people use, and they can really leverage the content they have with new, like, let's say, video content to make some really nice standalone apps for finance and sports, for example. But I think their core search business is part of the problem. It's a declining business. Their search results aren't that good. And I think it's a perfect thing for Microsoft to buy. You know, Microsoft tried to buy Yahoo many years ago, and they turned it down. And in hindsight, I think that was a big mistake, other than the value of Alibaba.
I agree with him on the Yahoo Sports and Finance, though. Those are two go-tos for a lot of people.
So they're going to break the company up, not Ms. Mayer's. There's a lot of attention given to her because she was fairly young, smart. Didn't she have a baby in the middle of all of her first year?
I don't know. I just know she's kind of been a disaster of a CEO.
It was a horrible choice.
Yeah.
She wasn't school. She wasn't experienced enough. She wasn't seasoned enough.
Right.
Who knows what the motivation was for picking her? Not important at this point. But they have a lot of assets that the people who own, well, I mean, this is a publicly traded company, so people will get some benefit out of it if it does get,
they've had a lot of write-offs because they paid over $1 billion.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.